Listening to God's Word is an essential tool for your spiritual growth. We bring to you the simple but highly anointed message that guarantees absolute liberation from all oppressions of the devil and powerful impartation for all round lifting in life. Take a leap into a divine encounter as the anointed man of God, Bishop David O. Abioye, takes you into an adventure of a lifetime. God bless you as you listen.
Shout hallelujah. If a child of destiny is here tonight, let him wave his hand and shout a big hallelujah. The Lord said to me tonight, we should give him more thanks. That you are alive today is the doing of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. While we're expecting God's blessing tonight, I'd like us to approach Him with a heart of gratitude. Because it is the attitude of gratitude that enhances your altitude. Nothing appreciates without a sense of appreciation. All through the year 2006, He blessed us. We have come again, the first all-night service. My God is going to give you a great surprise. Thanksgiving is a two-edged sword. Number one, it secures the blessings of the past and attracts the blessings of the future. So thanksgivers can never be stranded. They secure the blessings of the past, they attract the blessing of the future. Thanksgiving is your guarantee for the past and the future. I'd like you again to reflect in the next few minutes and thank God deeply from your heart. Let your need tonight be secondary. Let your thanksgiving be primary. That you are alive is the reason why you think you need a change in your destiny. A dead man doesn't know about destiny any longer. Would somebody like to thank God with me? Again, let us lift up our hands. You may not feel like it, but open your mouth all the same and thank God because He is good. Thank Him because He is good. Will you thank Him, everybody? You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. My Lord, you are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. My Lord, my Lamb, you are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. My Lord, my Lamb, you are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. bless
me and fill me,
our soul,
my soul, my family.
Oh Lord,
change,
and for the hope,
the hope
we praise you
right now,
and we will say, we will say, that you are good, and all the miracles, and we are changed, and for
the hope,
we praise
you right now,
Father, we family. Thank him for your safety. Thank him for your career and business. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your authority. Thank you for your power. Thank you for dominion. Thank you for victory. Thank you for preservation. Thank you and thank you, Lord. We give you glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you again tonight because it is your will. He said, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And when we have done the will of God, we shall obtain the promise. Father, we thank you. We have done your will. Now make your people to obtain the promise for the night. Make your people to obtain the promise for the night. In the name of Jesus. To every thanksgiver tonight, your destiny will suffer no more delay. Your destiny will not suffer a wreckage. Your destiny will suffer no more stagnation. Your destiny will experience advancement and speed. For appreciating God tonight, may your destiny appreciate in a new dimension. May everything about you that is on the floor begin to appreciate upward right now. For doing the will of God, obtain the promise tonight. So shall it be. In Jesus' wonderful name. Thank you, Almighty God. In Jesus' precious name we are praying. Let all the saints of God shout aloud, Amen. Look at your neighbors around you. Tell them, I thank God for you. Help me thank God for someone. One more type person. Thank God for you. Thank God for you. Thank God for you. Thank God for you. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. Give Jesus a big hand, everybody. Come on. Are you clapping for him? Will you shout for him? Glory to God. Woo! Glory! Hallelujah! Thank you, Lord. Oh, yay! Glory to God! Blessed be God forevermore. God forevermore. Celebration. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Amen. Hallelujah. The future you don't celebrate can never manifest. It is celebration that opens the door to manifestation. You may not look like it now, but who for the joy that was set before him? Will you celebrate him one more time? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. Will you pray in the Holy Ghost one more minute to saturate the ground, the environment around you? Secure your environment for manifestation tonight. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Terialaba shaktala babaya. Behekutuambada. Bahatele sosoramaba. Abi borondoloshti ketenia tama shaktalaba. Hey, yasukambu shakta. Ekito, abino, animian, do kotopas takta. Yakura morenia tola sito lama shaka baba. Oria takta nines. Hallelujah. Blessed be God. Amen. Hallelujah.
In Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Praise God. Please get seated. God is a good God. It's my joy to welcome you tonight, not just to this night of destiny, but the first all-night service in the year 2007. Hallelujah. The year in which you are moving from glory to glory. The year of your 12-fold glorious manifestation. The year of your ascension of glory. This year, nothing good around your life will descend. It will be an experience of climbing up and climbing up and climbing up and climbing up over your children, over your career, over your business, in your finances, in your marriage. You are climbing up and climbing up. In your spiritual life, you are climbing up and climbing up and climbing up. While they are wondering about how you got there, in a moment you will disappear into a higher place. Not disappear to death, but disappear to a higher glory. This year, no one shall die before their time. This year, no devil will tamper with what belongs to you. Just this evening, hallelujah. Somebody who had called earlier in the week to say that his brother left for school in Kaduna from here, but they could not find him. They couldn't identify where he was up till Wednesday, Thursday. And I said to her, before the week runs out, the young man must be found. Before the week runs out. And while at dining this evening with my wife, the call came in through my wife's phone. The young man has been found. Whatever Satan has stolen from you shall be found. Last week we had a similar experience. Somebody's child left home for school and by the following morning could not be found. And this man came to me and said, this is the situation. I said, before the close of the day. You see, these are not things you say because you like to say something. There are things I say that also surprises me that I said it. But we are talking of a prophetic environment that speaks forth out of instantaneous inspiration. Not a makeup, not to impress people, not to make people feel good, but declaration of faith to confirm what God has said in His Word. There are individuals seated here. Your lost glory of 10 years will be recovered this month. This month. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it may be. But I'm speaking forth to you by the word of the Lord. Your lost glory shall be restored back to you. Your lost glory, your lost health, your lost family, your lost children shall be restored back to you in the name of Jesus. I think it was in an all-night service like this, someday we were speaking forth the word of life. And somebody stood in the gap for the brother who has been away for, I think, upward of 18 years or something like that. And suddenly, the sister traveled to America, as large as America is, and met the brother in an hotel. Met the brother. Think of the largeness of the 50 states of America. The Holy Ghost by himself, through the word that has been spoken, orchestrated, manipulated, organized the feet of the brother and the sister to meet. After this all-night service, you will meet face to face with your lost glory. Now, as I'm speaking right now, some movement is taking place. Movement of what belongs to you locating you. Movement of yourself to where your blessings are. After this night service, there shall be divine coincidences for you.
Will you lift up your hand and declare that by yourself? There shall be divine coincidences for me. Blessed be God forevermore. Thank you and thank you, Lord. Lord, thank you for confirming your word. I have spoken as you have commanded. And I thank you, you hear me always. Hallelujah. Blessed be God. In Jesus' wonderful name. Praise God. Now, the night season is a very crucial season. You never matter at daytime, except the night time matters to you. Every greatness of the day is made in the night. Check the story of every great man. They were not all night sleepers. The night season is the factory of life. The night season is revelation season. The night season is insight season. Because it is what you see at night that you show at daytime. Your day cannot speak well except your night is filled with vision. For Daniel to matter at daytime, he needed to be awake to see visions. You don't have a voice for the day if you are not in touch with the voice of God at night. The night season is the factory of life. It's the factory of life. If your night does not matter to you, you will never matter to your society at daytime. I want you therefore to be sure that you are not passive, because those who are passive will pass away. I want you to stand erect in the spirit if you don't want your destiny to be eroded. I have said before that those who are sluggish will end as rubbish. Don't let your destiny, your glorious destiny, end as rubbish. Stay awake to find out what God is showing to you. The most mysterious time of life is the night season. The night season. What you do with your night determines what your day brings forth to you. The night season is conception time. The daytime is the delivery time. And you know very well, a woman can't talk of delivery without first conception. If you don't conceive with matters at night, you will have nothing to deliver at daytime. If Jacob were not awake at night, there is no way the day will have mattered. One of the greatest prayers you need to pray, not only tonight, but every moment of your life, is against the spirit of slumber. There are many people who slumber, yet a little sleep and a little slumber, so shall your poverty come. It takes the same time to succeed and to fail. There is no extra time required to fail. There is neither an extra time required to succeed. Those who succeed do not succeed with extra time. They succeed at the same time that some others are failing. The choice is yours. You either slumber and be swept away, or you stay awake and be in charge. I have said also that those who sleep end as sleepers. If you don't want to end your destiny on the floor, you better tell sleep, I'm not your friend. Do everything you can to keep your eyes open, because good things are passing by. Beg your friend seated to you, if you see me sleep, jack me. Give me a jab on my stomach. Let me feel some pain. Give me a knock on my head. Whosoever helps you to stay awake is helping you to protect your destiny. I'm saying this not only for tonight, but for every day of your life. Every day of your life. You will never matter at daytime if your night does not matter to you. I'm talking both from point of knowledge and point of experience. This is what I do. This is what we do all the time. This is what we, your privileged leaders, do at all times. And be ye followers of me as I am of Christ. Don't pray to be like me. Pray to do what I'm doing. I don't pray to be like Bishop Oyedepo. I practice what I see him do. Stays awake in the night while castigators are sleeping, so that when they wake up, there can be more things to castigate. While backbiters are slumbering and snoring and bringing saliva out of their mouths, so that when they wake up, they can find more. They can be far more at the back to keep back biting.
There is no method you can use to stop a man who stays awake at night. Because what he sees, you don't see. If you want your level to change, like you have been told from manual to auto, you need to do something extra. You need to do something extra. Somebody said the difference between ordinary and extraordinary is the extra. It looks so simple, but that's just the difference. That's the difference. The difference between ordinary and extraordinary is extra. The extra time, the extra energy, the extra prayer, the extra study, the extra fasting that you engage in doing. While you are fasting, some others are chopping guguru, granite, chopping and drinking kunu, drinking zobo, drinking Coca-Cola, drinking all kinds of junks. There is no chief victory in life. You will make it. Ask your neighbor, you're here, so? You won't become sleepers? Ask your neighbor, you won't become sleepers? Then sleep. Amen. Who won't become sleepers here? You sure? Then make sure your eyes are open. Not only tonight. I pray tonight that my God will deliver each person here from the spirit of slumber. I pray tonight that my God will deliver the church of Jesus from the spirit of slumber. You know how Samson lost his life? Sleep. He slept on the legs of Delilah.
Yeah.
A great giant. While he slept, the script is here. And he lost his eyes. He lost his vision. Lost everything. May we stay awake. We need to be sensitive. We need to be awake to see the things passing. If Elijah was not awake, he wouldn't have heard the voice of God that was passing through around the cave where he was. If Moses were not awake, he couldn't have seen the finger of God using it to write on the tables of the covenant. We sleep too much. We slumber too much. We are passive. That's why we are passing away without things happening in our lives. From pastor to members of church, sleeping, slumbering, eating, drinking, moving carelessly all around town. That's why the church is passing as if nothing is passing. Let's get back. If Jesus was sleeping, he wouldn't be carrying such glory that he carried. He wouldn't have been carrying such unction that he carried. That people will be touching his dress and people will be, scrambling to reach out to him for their blessing. If Peter was sleeping, he would have died in the prison. If Paul and Silas slept, the following day they would have lost their head. There are many believers today who are losing their heads to sleep. May every one of us here tonight be delivered from the spirit of slumber. If Isaiah was sleeping, he wouldn't have seen the glory. He said, I saw the Lord. He's high and lifted, and his glory fills the temple. I saw the Lord. You can't be sleeping and be seeing him. Lord, deliver me from the spirit of slumber. Many businesses are dying today because of slumbering. Your things are not working and you are still sleeping 8 hours. As a businessman, you are sleeping 8 hours. Your wife have to wake you and encourage you to go to work. Your children have to be advising you, Father, Daddy, we have not prayed this morning. One of our pastors was telling me yesterday night that his 2-year-old child, every morning, will be saying, Daddy, let's pray. Daddy, let's pray. 2-year-old. Mommy, we have not prayed. So I told the pastor, that means you can backslide. You have somebody in your house following you up. You can backslide. May you have such blessed children. Your wife says, shall we pray? That's the time you get angry. She's helping you because you're already backsliding. Thank God for every wife who reminds the husband to pray. If you remind your husband to pray and he makes complaint, just bring him to me. Amen. So we can cast out the spirit of backsliding from him. I don't know, but I feel I'm talking about somebody here tonight. If you are the one, just make sure you quickly repent before they bring you. Otherwise, you come on this altar and roll here for 3 days and 3 nights. Non-stop. And then if service day meets you there, we just present you before the people of God as the man of the year. God is a good God. Your destiny shall be secured. Securing your destiny. A brief teaching tonight. I want to begin by reminding you or informing you in case you are not aware before that we live in the midst of a wicked world. And among the wickedness of the world is envy. We live in the midst of envy. We live in the midst of bitterness.
We live in the midst of threats and intimidations. We live in the midst of hatred. Terrible hatred.
There's a local adage that all lizards are laid down on the floor. You don't know which one is angry. Every lizard is lying down. You don't know what is inside his stomach. It's nodding the head. You think he's saying, well done. He's saying, I will kill you. I will deal with you. I'm planning how to kill you. That's what he's doing. All lizards have their stomach flat on the ground. You don't know which one is angry. Somebody is shaking your hand and you think he's doing you well, but he has charmed his hand that 2 hours later you should be dead. That's why you can't afford to play careless. You have to be on top all the time in the spirit. You have to be on top. We don't suspect people, but we must be vigilant in the spirit. Your eyes have to be sharp and bringing out fire. Your face has to glow with the grace of God at all times. Your feet has to be anointed, that whithersoever you step into, you are not stepping into danger. It will interest you to know that the only reason why Christ was being castigated was for envy. In Matthew chapter 27 verse 18, the Bible says, Pilate said, after he had inquired to know what the problem was, Pilate remarked that for envy, he knew that it was for envy that they delivered him. So even Christ the Lord was envied. For envy, they delivered him. They saw how the crowd was following him. That's why they had no reason. Pilate said, what has this man done? Some of them said, well, he said he will pull down the man, you know, the temple in 3 days and build it. You will have waited for him to pull it down. Abi, what an accusation. It's like you are claiming that somebody said he will steal your car. He hasn't stolen it. Wait for him to steal it first. For envy. Now, you know, the world, either by perception or by diabolical means, have a way of assessing your stardom. They have a way of knowing what you may become, maybe through your action, through your movement, through your diligence. And this says, look, we better cut him down. Hallelujah. But you are planted by God, you cannot be cut down. I say you are planted by God, you cannot be cut down. You are the planting of God, you cannot be cut down. Your destiny is established, you cannot be cut down. But you see, on your path, you need to secure yourself. You need to fortify yourself. Innocent Isaac was on his own, just on his business. And my Bible tells me that they kept covering the wall, the well of waters that he dug. There was hatred, there was contention, there was strife between his herdsmen and the herdsmen of the Philistines. There was strife. You see, it is in the midst of strife that we thrive. It is in the midst of strife that we thrive. It is your drive that connects strife to thrive. If you want a thriving destiny, then you must be drivey in the midst of strife. When people are in a strife with you, you don't settle down. That's why Isaac never sat down to settle any scuffle with them. All that the enemy wants is that you will be seated with him and be arguing and be discussing. Isaac never discussed. They covered the well, he left it for them. He moved forward. They covered it, he left it for them. He moved forward until he arrived Rehoboth. This year, you are arriving your Rehoboth. I thought somebody said a glorious amen to that. You find all of that story in Genesis chapter 26 for envy. Jacob was threatened, heavily threatened. His brother Esau told him that any day you come home, I will kill you. No matter your age, I will kill you. As Jacob left the house of Laban, he thought he had escaped. As he turned away from Laban, he remembered, my brother, he will kill me. He will kill me. He will kill me. In the midst of that threat, he woke up one night and said, God, I can't go back. I can't go forward. What shall I do?
I won't let you go. Either you or I will die tonight. Because I won't let you go until you bless me. The man whom he wrestled with broke his leg. Jacob said, it's better to have a broken leg than to have a lost glory, a lost destiny. It's better to be limping and be alive than to lose this entire destiny of mine. And that night, the Lord visited him as he is visiting you tonight. As David was rising, his brothers were watching him. They said to him, we know your pride. We know your pride. 1 Samuel chapter 17. They said to him, we know your pride. David said, is there not a reason for this? I'm not pursuing a personal ambition. I'm in pursuit of destiny. Joseph had a big dream. His brothers envied him. They hated him. The Bible said they hated him. They hated him to blood. Sold him out. And said, we shall see what his dream shall become. What am I saying? You need to stay awake in your spirit. Because life is not fair to any. Naturally speaking, life is not fair to any. Neither is it safe for any. Life is not fair to any. Everyone who made it to the top made it by going against the unfairness of the world. If you are waiting for weather to be fair, you will remain on ground. Don't you see? No aircraft can take off without going against the wind. The clearer and the brighter your destiny, the greater the opposition. 1 Corinthians chapter 16 verse 9. A great door, an effectual, is opened before me. But there are many adversaries. Some of you wonder, you are almost hitting a blessing and then it disappears. You should know that these things are not ordinary. Stop attributing these things to excuses and making references to your situation. There is nobody that is not being opposed. Don't come and tell me that somebody is doing you from home, that somebody is attacking you, that you maybe you are living under a curse, that you are a generational curse on your life. Stop talking about those junks. Go into action. A threat was waiting on the life of Jacob. A lifetime threat. I will kill you anytime you return home. It was a lifetime threat. And he knew his brother. Very violent. He was an hunter. So he could shoot any arrow at him. But he went before the Lord. Don't let the devil make you keep celebrating your situation. You are not the only person being attacked by the devil. Name your situation to tame your situation. Name your situation. Give it a name. Tell that devil, look, I know you. You can't stop me. The devil you don't address, you cannot arrest. The situation you don't arrest, I mean you don't address, you cannot arrest. Stop jumping here and there. Talking about your life being under a curse. Agreed, there are wicked forces that places curses on people. But what a joy that you are born again has converted the curses to blessings. Do you mean to tell me that Satan, who is placing a curse on you, is bigger than God who is blessing you? Stop announcing the devil. Start celebrating your God. Start talking about what your God can do. God said, a great door, an effectual, is open before you. But there are many adversaries. He said that to you only as an information. He didn't say it to you to scare you. He said it to you so that you can be informed and be equipped and be empowered and be sensitized to know what to do with them. Adversities are the pathway to advancement. Adversaries are your opportunities and raw materials for advancement. I'd like you to know that in life there are no cheap opportunities. To every opportunity, there are oppositions. To every stardom, there are pockets of darkness that attempts to cover it. But as for you, God is too determined. You are called to glory and virtue. You will surely get there. I said you will surely get there. What am I saying also tonight? I'm saying to you, don't hold your peace. Never settle down folding your hands. If you hold your peace, you'll be torn into pieces. If you hold your peace, you'll be torn into pieces. Do something. If you don't roar back at the lion, you end up as a prey torn into pieces in his hand. The truth is, there is a lot of passiveness and assumption and wish and hope that something will happen. But it doesn't happen that way. A step has to be taken.
Even God himself will not see anything happen without his action. In Isaiah chapter 42 verse 13, quickly turn your Bibles with me. Let's read that passage. Isaiah chapter 42, tonight your destiny shall be secured. Amen. From every form of wickedness, from envy, from bitterness, from hatred, from threats, from intimidation. Whatever is attempting to stop you shall be stopped tonight. Pharaoh attempted to keep them down for 430 years, but my Bible tells me that that self same night, the yoke was destroyed and they were let go. I see you let go tonight. Yeah. Isaiah chapter 42, verse 13. The Lord shall go forth as a gentleman. Are you sure you are there? As what? You see, when you hear the name Mighty being used for God, Jehovah, those are his names of war. Shall go forth as a mighty man. Look at, he shall stir up jealousy like a man of war. You need to be jealous over your destiny tonight. He shall do what? Huh? He shall do what? He shall cry. Yea, roar. He shall, as a result of the cry and roar, prevail against his enemy. So you can't prevail without travail. You have to travail. To roar, to cry, means to travail. It is the necessary, is the prerequisite to prevail. You cannot prevail except you travail. He said he will roar, he will cry, and in the process, he will prevail over his enemies. Jacob cried, he roared, I will not let you go until you bless me. And by the close of the morning, by the breaking forth of the morning, his destiny broke forth. From your breakdown, there shall be breakthrough for you. You must never hold your peace. The blessings of your destiny are available, but subject to contention for possession. Your blessings are available, but subject to contention for possession. Only contenders become possessors, while observers end as losers. I've never seen an observer win an award. Have you seen one? Have you seen where they call spectators in a football field to come and receive an award? That this is the spectator of the year. He's always there, always there. That's why that you are always in church doesn't qualify you for blessing. You have to be participating while you are there. Only contenders become possessors. In a match, only those who contend will win the cup or win the medal, as the case may be. You have watched enough. You have to engage to make things happen. You have told stories enough. It's time for you to become a history for men to talk about. And tonight, God is making it happen. Amen. God said to the children of Israel through the mouth of Moses, he said, I have made all these promises to you, but now rise up, take up your journey, begin to contend with the kings of the heart. Deuteronomy chapter 2, verses 24 and 25. Begin to contend. He said, I have given to you Sion, and I've given to you all the other nations, but rise up, contend with them in battle. Only contenders become possessors. Only contenders become possessors. You can't win by being passive. Remember I said, those who are passive will pass away with time and with events of life. You shall not pass away. Amen. You shall not pass away. Amen. You know what the enemy's plan is? If I can't kill him, let me stop him. If I can't stop him, let me slow him down. Let me wear him out. Weariness is one of the efforts of the enemy to stop you from reaching your destination. I bind the spirit of weariness from you tonight. If you said you are falling, I agree with you. And I want you to know that God is not abandoning you in your fall. No, God knew you may fall. That's why he made provision for you. He said a righteous man may fall seven times. How many times? Now, have you fallen up to seven times? Many of us give up after the first fall. Several others after the second fall. Only very few attempt to the seventh time before things happen. God knew you may fall. He already made provision for you. He said, the righteous man falleth 7 times. Yet the Lord is not tired of raising him up. Raising him up. Raising him up. Raising him up until he stands fully established on his feet. I bind the spirit of weariness from your life tonight in the name of Jesus. 7 times Elijah prayed before it happened. That's why Jesus said, ask until your joy is full. Ask, 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 ask. Until your joy is full. You have asked for that thing once. It didn't happen. Ask again. Ask. He said, ask until your joy is full. Ask again. Help me tell your neighbor, ask again. In Daniel chapter 7 verse 25. Daniel 7 verse 5. The Bible says, Satan will seek to wear out the saints. He will seek to wear you out. He tells you, don't you know how many times you have tried? Settle down, forget it. He even reminds you how you prayed in November. You see, nothing has happened. That is his device. He seeks to wear out the sin. But my Bible tells me that that cannot change the judgment. He said, the judgment shall sit. That means Satan's weariness cannot change what God has said. It can't change what God has said. No matter how hard he tries, it cannot change what God has said. Your circumstance is not strong enough to change the promises of scriptures. What God said he would do, he will surely do. No matter who is opposing you. So don't be weary. Don't be weary. Don't be weary. Don't be weary. Don't give up too soon. Keep pressing. Somebody said, if you can't fly, you should run. If you can't run, you should walk. If you can't walk, crawl. By any means, just make sure you are moving. It is those who try that triumph. Those who don't try will end in traps. They will end in trials. Those who don't try will end in trials. Only those who try will triumph. You know why we are walking today? Because you tried to crawl. If you never crawl, you never run the way you are running today. Everything you know how to do today is because you try to do it. That's why you are able to do it. If I didn't preach my first message as a pastor, I wouldn't be preaching today. My first teaching, when I was privileged to pioneer a church, is the Lord is my shepherd. I needed him to shepherd me that day. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. It was a very powerful message. It was not recorded anyway. I would have been selling it to you now if it was recorded. Keep it in an archive, I'll give it to you, you listen to it for 5 minutes, and then I charge you some honorarium for it. If I didn't do that first one, there is no way I would have been doing what I'm doing today. If you don't try, you can't triumph. It is the process of trying that leads to triumph. The more you try, the more you triumph. If it is only your head remaining, be shaking it. If the devil bound your leg and bound your heart, bound your heart, be shaking your head. One day, the head will bring liberty to the entire body. If you started a business of 10 million and what remains is 1 million, keep pushing the 1 million. Keep pushing the 1 million. Very shortly, it will turn back to much more than you ever imagined. If they cover the well you dug, move forward and dig another one. They cover the move forward and dig another one. They cover the move forward and dig another one until you arrive at your railroad. Only those who try will triumph. Stop giving up. It's too early to do so. Where you are today is because you tried to do something. A number of you seated here today have all kinds of certificates, graduates, professional qualifications because you tried. Because you tried. There is no way they will admit you as a member of, ICANN if you didn't try to write it. If you are thinking of who have written it several times and they didn't make it, there is no way you can be accepted into any professional body without trying to do something. There is no way you can become a lawyer if you don't go to law school. If you say because others are failing, you won't go there. You remain ordinary, poopy. Try. Tell your neighbor, try. I didn't hear you very well. Say it like you want them to try. Amen. One of our deacons told me a story of somebody in their community, in his country home, who wrote school sat about 10 times. Write the first time, prayed the second time, and the younger ones will be asking him, brother, you want to try again? He said, and he kept answering them, I will risk it. I will risk it. So they call him Mr. Risky. He risked it and risked it. Today he's a lawyer, from what I was told. He risked it and risked it and risked it and risked it until he scaled through. He was risking it and risking it until he scaled through. Tell your neighbor for me again, try. It is those who tried that will be helped by God. It is in your weakness of trial that his grace becomes sufficient for you. Paul the apostle said, I will gladly rejoice in my weaknesses that the glory of and the strength of God might be made manifest in my life. You don't know the strength of your God until you make a move in your weakness. You
Listening to God's Word is an essential tool for your spiritual growth. We bring to you the simple but highly anointed message that guarantees absolute liberation from all oppressions of the devil and powerful impartation for all round lifting in life. Take a leap into a divine encounter as the anointed man of God, Bishop David O. Abioye, takes you into an adventure of a lifetime. God bless you as you listen.
Shout hallelujah. If a child of destiny is here tonight, let him wave his hand and shout a big hallelujah. The Lord said to me tonight, we should give him more thanks. That you are alive today is the doing of the Lord.
That you are good, and all the miracles you've done, and we are changed, and for the hope,
the hope we have,
we're praising you right now, and we will say, that you are good, and all the miracles
you've done, and
we are changed. And for the
hope we have,
we're praising you
right now.
Father, we declare right now,
Father, we declare
that we
love you. We declare everlasting love for you.
Father, we love you,
Father, we
Somebody like to thank God with me. Again, let us lift up our hands. You may not feel like it, but open your mouth all the same and thank God because He is good. Thank Him because He is good. Will you thank Him, everybody?
You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. My Redeemer, you are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. My Redeemer, you are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised.
Amen. Hallelujah. While we're expecting God's blessing tonight, I'd like us to approach Him with a heart of gratitude. Because it is the attitude of gratitude that enhances your altitude. Nothing appreciates without a sense of appreciation. All through the year 2006, He blessed us. We have come again the first all-night service. My God is going to give you a great surprise. Thanksgiving is a two-edged sword. Number one, it secures the blessings of the past and attracts the blessings of the future. So thanksgivers can never be stranded. They secure the blessings of the past, they attract the blessing of the future. Thanksgiving is your guarantee for the past and the future. I'd like you again to reflect in the next few minutes and thank God deeply from your heart. Let your need tonight be secondary. Let your thanksgiving be primary. That you are alive is the reason why you think you need a change in your destiny. A dead man doesn't know about destiny any longer.